Jason's alive. He killed my friend, now he's coming for me.
It's got a death curse.
Jason's a legend.
I'm Mrs. Warren, an old friend of the Christies.
Jason belongs in hell.
You're doing it if you stay here.
Never come back again.
You see, Jason was my son, and today is his birthday.
Good evening and welcome to another episode of Return to Camp Blood. I'm your host, Nathan Barker, joined by my fellow counselor, Eric Walford.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
Tonight, I'd like to introduce Jason Gillespie from Part 6 Darts. How are you doing tonight, Jason?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. For those of you who listened to last week's episode, you might recall Jason's name being mentioned a couple times regarding his involvement with CJ Graham's convention photo op costume. Jason provided the darts that CJ is using, most recently seen at the first appearance that he did at Days of the Dead Atlanta earlier in February. Since Jason wasn't able to join us last week with the other guys, I thought it was fitting to bring him on for the next episode. So Jason, tell me what got you started producing some of the costume darts.
Well, what happened was is I do cosplay with Part 6, and I reached out to some people that build the darts, and just the cost of it alone, I thought, you know what, I'm going to start building my own, and it kind of took its own form from there.
Nice. And I'm actually holding a set as we speak. And I got to say, I think you really did a fantastic job. I don't own all of the other ones out there anyway, but I have seen some of them. And I have to say that yours are right up there. I really, really like everything about them. They have a really nice weight to them. And I really like the combination of the metal tube with the resin tips. I think that works out great. They have a really nice weight. And maybe you could just start off by telling us a little bit about how you developed the tip.
Yeah, what happened was when CJ called me to build these darts, I actually went ahead and poured my a different mold for his darts. And how I did that, when I looked at the movie itself and did a freeze frame of when that dart comes out of the pouch, to me, my impression at least was that those were homemade darts that paintballer had made in the role of the movie. So what I did was just I used a tongue depressor like you'd just find at the doctor's office, and I cut the fins freehand to give it that homemade look, that chiseled look that you see in the movie, rather than, you know, say a 3D printer where it would look like a machine cut dart tip.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Having looked at some of the screenshots and everything, I think that you're totally right. It definitely looks, you know, like they would be a handmade product, and you definitely hit the nail with that one. The finish on it is great. The weight on it's great. I like the top. I noticed the top also has a flat portion, almost like a cap-like appearance on it. And looking at some of the screenshots that I've seen, yours look pretty close.
Yeah, exactly. That's a credit to CJ being able to get me some of those pictures that provided a real clear image of that. And, you know, I was building darts before where it actually had more of a tip on the end of it. And when I saw what CJ had sent me, I realized that, hey, those are flat tops. And it looks like some kind of a D-ring on the top. So that's kind of the direction that I went with that for CJ's costume to give it that movie look.
Nice. And we've recently developed a relationship with CJ. I'm sure you're aware he's been on the show a couple times. He was obviously on last week's episode that unfortunately you missed out on. So basically, what was his involvement in helping you, I guess, perfect these, if you want to call it that? Was it just basically helping out with, you know, his opinion or, you know, some pictures in general? Maybe you can elaborate a little bit on that.
Yeah, well, CJ was a big part of giving me information on the stuff he used in the movie when I was creating my own Part 6, you know, cosplay outfit. But then when it came time to do the darts for him, I really wanted to be these, you know, 99% accurate, because I don't think we'll ever hit 100% because nobody really knows what they did with those darts in the movie. But CJ was just a wealth of information. His phone line, his email was always open. You know, questions never went unanswered with the guy. So him providing the knowledge that he had of those in the pictures was just a huge help.
Absolutely. And I wish I knew where the originals were. I mean, I think all of us are wondering the exact same thing, but it sounds like if it wasn't for CJ lending the helping hand and providing the photos that, you know, maybe the project might not have been as successful, even though I have a feeling you would have did probably a pretty good job otherwise.
Yeah, I think, you know, with CJ's involvement, we went from, or at least I did with 6 darts, went from probably having a product that was maybe 75% accurate to, I mean, we're 99% now. I'm pretty confident of that. So, you know, when CJ says that they're 99%, I believe that, obviously.
Yeah, definitely. And speaking of CJ's approval, I know that you guys were at Days of the Dead Atlanta, and maybe you could just fill us in a little bit. What was CJ's reaction when you first gave him these?
I had actually mailed those to him prior to us even going to Atlanta. I sent them to his house, and he got back with me and gave the approval. But actually going down there, and then when he held them, and you're in his presence, and he's saying, you know, the guy that played Jason in part six is saying, these are great. You know, that's everything. That's just like the seal of approval that you're waiting for. And I got to tell you, when you're waiting for CJ to call you or send you an email and say, hey, these are great, you know, you're on thin ice just waiting. You're nervous as hell with that. So when I finally got that approval and, you know, actually seeing him hold those darts and then even autograph one of the dart tubes and say, you know what, those are good. Those are the ones I'm using. You know, that brought everything to closure there and said, you know what, I've got a good product here.
And I definitely agree. And to have his approval, I mean, that would just mean the world. So that's awesome that, you know, everything actually worked out in your favor. I'm sure it was pretty nerve-wracking.
Yeah, the wait and, you know, just waiting for it to get to him and then him to get back with you to say yes or no, you know, it's just, it was very nerve-wracking.
So maybe you can tell us a little bit about the rest of the process. Like I said, I can tell, you know, obviously they have a metal body, which makes, you know, for a great weight. It's a resin tip, you know, obviously, and just holding it and just, you know, looking at everything overall, you know, it seems like, you know, and granted it is a prop, but you could easily throw one of these things at somebody.
Yeah, you can. And, you know, one of the disadvantages of building darts is you don't get a lot of exposure in the movie of those darts. So, you know, you have to build them on what you think they look like and then use the small images of what you get. So it's not like the hockey mask where, you know, you can freeze a frame and get the whole picture throughout the movie. You just get little clips of it and that's it. So you have to actually have to credit, you know, Tim with what he's done with those darts to kind of spearhead it all. But at the same time, with the way my darts turned out in relation to the movie, I think they're pretty movie accurate.
Absolutely. And you mentioned Tim, you know, that's in reference to Tim Miller from Dirt Nap FX. We've had him on the show. Tim does great work. His sure are a little does. Bit. Yeah, definitely. He definitely is the pioneer. So shout out to Tim for being the pioneer on these. His are a little bit different. I believe his are all metal, whereas yours obviously have the resin tip. Which, speaking of that, I know nowadays at the conventions for the cosplayers, they're kind of limiting people, you know, on some of the props and things that you can bring in. And these having the metal tubes, which does give that nice weight, but having the resin tip, they're basically con safe.
Yeah, they are con safe. And that's kind of when I was building them, that's what I was going for. I know that when you go to these cons and you're in cosplay that, you know, there's all kinds of rules about if you're even getting something autographed, it comes in and it goes right back out. Let alone wearing something throughout that kids are, you know, reaching up and touching or, you know, people wanting photographs with it. You don't want anything that's not going to be safe. And these are guaranteed to be safe for the con.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, you know, yours are just a perfect all around representation considering the big picture, you know, the cosplayers, you know, and for display and just everything overall. I think you did a wonderful job, especially with, you know, the idea of that they were a homemade item. You know, the weathering on them is great, and I just really got to give you compliments. I think they're awesome.
Well, I appreciate that. And, you know, you had talked about the weight of them, and that was one thing that I was, you know, the weight and the length was the two big things is you don't want to have to stuff your dart pouches to make the end exposed, and at the same time, you don't want something weighing it down, you know, that's really heavy. So these are a good combination of both. You know, the measurements are there. The dart, you know, the tethering is going to hang out the top like it's supposed to. So the measurement and the weight is filled. The tube itself is filled with resin. So that does, you know, a couple different things. That actually grabs onto the dart tip once I pour it down the tube and secures that in there along with an epoxy. And then it also holds the top cap on. And then it just really solidifies it and gives it just enough weight, you know, where it's perfect sitting in that pouch.
Definitely. And of course, you having a costume of your own that you wear, of course, I'm sure that helped with being able to find the right tube length and be able to get everything, you know, right where it should be.
Sure. Yep, it did.
All right. So, Jason, I wanted to ask you, I mean, what CJ did in putting the costume on, I know Kane had done it one other time, but to build something for a costume, you do realize you've made a Hollywood artifact that someone could very well be searching for and end up with in 50 years. I mean, is that like mind blown?
You know, that it actually gives you the chills. And I don't think, you know, with what you just said, I don't think you actually realize, or at least for me, I didn't realize that until I actually saw CJ come out of the dressing room where he got ready. I was seated in the hallway just waiting, and I saw him walking down, and I thought, I'm part of something huge here. I mean, you felt that way when we were doing the design of it and talking with CJ, but to actually see it, you know, you just hit the nail on the head that there was history being made there.
You guys totally made your mark in history. I mean, you know, we run a show about Friday the 13th, but you guys made artifacts, and that's the magnitude of that is just, it's in Hollywood history. It's a part of Hollywood history forever, and that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, and you know, for me personally, that particular movie in itself with CJ in part six, that's the one that stuck with me as I grew up because, you know, it came out about the time that I was able to actually sit down and watch that movie, still be scared to shit, and then remember that specific movie for the rest of your life. And I think that's why I have such an attachment with the part six movie.
So part six obviously is your favorite and your favorite version of Jason. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. I don't, you know, I'm not discrediting any of the other Jasons, but, CJ is definitely the one that, I think put Friday the 13th on the map and put it on the map for me, you know, and everybody's got their own opinions. I get it. For me, it's CJ in part six.
And I love part six as well. That's definitely my favorite Friday the 13th film. No doubt about that. And just to be involved, you know, like Eric's saying, the magnitude of the project, I mean, it's humongous. CJ donning the mask, you know, for the first time in over 30 years and actually wearing and using one of your items in these photos. I mean, that's just huge.
It's incredible. It's incredible. And I've got a whole room in my house dedicated to CJ Graham autographed memorabilia. And now that he's signed a dart tube for me, you know, that's up there on display in my little room. And I can say, you know what, that's from me. And, you know, credit be that it wouldn't be there without, you know, CJ reaching out to us. But yeah, it's a huge deal.
Yeah, that's an awesome collectible. I mean, for, you know, people like us that are mega fans and, you know, have ties to the film and the people that are in it. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that to be able to add something like that, you know, to your personal collection.
Right. Yeah. And the same goes for Brandon and James with what they did with it. I mean, those guys are phenomenal. As a matter of fact, you know, for my own costume effects and stuff, they're the two guys I use. I've got a couple of Brandon's masks, hoods, and you know, James did my clothes for me. So
yeah, definitely two great choices. You know, James and Brandon, great work. You can't go wrong with either one of them, and there's no surprise that CJ chose them, you know, for his personal, you know, costume for all the photo ops. You definitely can't blame him on that. They're two top-notch artists.
Agreed.
So let's go back to a little bit about Days of the Dead. Obviously, you were there. Brandon was there. James was there. You know, give us a little rundown of what went down, you know, at the convention.
Yeah, when I found out that, you know, all this was going on, we were part of this, and that it was actually, you know, the debut of it was going to be in Atlanta. I mean, I got my tickets, and I thought, I'm not missing this. So, you know, getting there and just being around CJ, and I mean, you should have seen the line of people, you know, waiting to get in to get their pictures taken with CJ in costume. It was like he just walked right off the set of the movie and right into the room for photos. It was amazing.
Nice. That's kind of what Brandon and James both said. You know, something about the line was wrapped around a particular part of the building. But, you know, as you know, CJ chimed in, you know, later on in the episode last week and said a few words and mentioned that there were over 150 photo ops and he felt that it was successful for especially a first time run. So I'm sure you'd probably agree.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, what's amazing is that those that wanted pictures with CJ's, you know, or with CJ wasn't your everybody was 40 years old, you know, that was, you know, there was little kids that knew who CJ was, that knew who Jason was. So that's what was really fascinating is that this has been passed down, you know, Friday the 13th movies. It's just, you know, little kids all the way up to grown men were getting their pictures taken. It was just phenomenal. And the way CJ, man, he just went right into character with it. So it was, you know, when I went up to get my picture taken, and I think James and Brandon can attest to this, that you were scared. I mean, this guy has a presence about him when he's in costume. And he goes right into character with it. It was just amazing.
They did mention that. I think James specifically had an oh shit moment that he talked about.
Yeah. I was going to tell you that, you know, we were sitting with Ruby in the back of the room where they were taking all the pictures. And we were watching this happen. And, I mean, we were like kids at Christmas. You know, we were filming his movements with our cameras, and we just couldn't get over how real it was.
Yeah, definitely. I seen a lot of the pictures being posted. Most of them were professional photo ops, but there were a few other, you know, cell phone pics that were posted, and it just looked like it was great for everybody. I mean, just basically a monumental occasion, you know, the first time since the movie where he's in a screen accurate costume, and I can just imagine what the atmosphere was like, and I'm going to see it for myself at Days of the Dead Indianapolis coming up in June, along with Eric. He'll be there also, and I'm just really looking forward to seeing everything put together.
Yeah, it's amazing. And you know what, to top it off, is CJ is one of the classiest guys you will ever meet.
But yeah, CJ, dude, he's a soldier through and through. He's a grunt at heart, and that's what I love about him. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And his integrity is just off the chart. And we're so thankful that CJ, you know, has been kind enough to come on the show, give us a call, and, you know, put out there to the fans where he's going to be. I mean, you guys made this that is now booked around the world right now, already,
right,
with one show, one day, and it's booked around the entire world. Mic drop.
Pretty amazing, isn't it? Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Some guy from Iowa can be a part of something so big.
You know, I mean, location nowadays, that's funny that you say that. I mean, location nowadays, just with the internet and the way things are, social media, et cetera, I mean, it really doesn't matter location. But, I mean, you're right. I mean, to think back, you know, years ago, you know, when you were watching the movies when you were younger, to think about where you're at now, I mean, it's unreal.
Yeah, I wish I could have known watching the movies at, you know, 12 years old that, hey, I'm going to be making something for this guy that resembles that costume right there, and I'm going to get to be friends with him, and it's going to be nothing for me to be able to shoot him a text. Or, I mean, it would have just been mind-boggling to know that.
Absolutely, I totally agree with that. Eric would probably say the same thing. I mean,
when I was in my aunt and uncle's swimming pool and the decline down into the deep end, I kept trying to loose empty air out of my lungs so I could walk along the bottom to try to replicate what CJ did. I mean, now he calls into the show. I mean, I'm so humbled, and I mean, it's very humbling that at one, I know that our product is good, and two, our characters speak for themselves. So it's very humbling to me, and I didn't do as much as what you guys did. And I mean, it's just great.
The same thing goes for his wife, Ruby. I mean, she's such a classy person as well. Just as a couple, you know, they're not these kind of people that, you know, CJ was an actor and all this. I mean, they embrace the fans. I mean, they call them your friends. I mean, that's the kind of people they are. And they're true with it. I mean, it's real. And that's what makes it even more special.
Ruby is. She's great. She really is. And all the alumni has been. It's just been, I'm so thankful. The technology age is here when, you know, a guy from nowhere, Indiana, can be talking about the one movie series that has been with him his entire life. Well, as long as he could try to make a mask anyway. And that's awesome. And I'm so happy for you guys. You all make such great products. James, when I do cosplay, James did the weather. Well, no, he sands the shirt. That I replaced. He weathered it, but I found it. He did my pants, and I mean, he just does such a great job, and I think I need to remedy a new hood.
Hey, you know, another thing too is that, you know, I just want to talk about the price of my darts. You know, if somebody would go onto the Facebook page, Six Darts, which is, you know, the VI darts, and order a set, you know, and again, I'm working on, you know, a website and stuff like that. That's all in the works, but they can order them now. But, you know, one of the things is that when you get my darts, you get, and you have it there with you, Nathan, the storage container with them. So you can, you know, transport them, and they're protected fairly well. I think at $50 shipped, you know, they're pretty affordable.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And yes, I am sitting right here. The container is perfect. It's easily accessible. You can just pop the top off. You can put a little bit of, you know, padding or stuffing or, you know, bubble wrap or whatever in there and keep them protected. It's definitely a great container for them. And I think your price is definitely right on point. You can check out other people's prices, but I think that yours are, you know, a very, very good quality product, and the price is more than reasonable.
Yeah, and those, you know, those dart, those tips themselves are from the same mold that CJ's were pulled from too. So it's the, you know, there's a variation obviously with any pour you do in every dart tip, but for the most part, those are exactly what CJ's wearing when he does his photo ops.
Yeah, and I was actually going to bring that up. I'm glad that you mentioned it, and I assume that it probably was. But the big picture would be that, you know, these overall, with the weathering and everything that goes into them, are going to be extremely similar to, obviously there's going to be variations, but these are going to be almost just like what CJ has.
Yeah, yeah, they're actually hand weathered. You know, everything's done on there, is they're built by hand. So there will be variations in paint. You know, people can request that, hey, I just want the silver tube with nothing, you know, no paint, no, you know, weathering or anything. And I can do them like that too. Or, you know, the scratches and stuff. And I think the movie darts themselves, the images you see, will have a little bit of blood on them. But, you know, it just depends on what version. Do you want the one where the sheriff eats it with one, or, you know, the one that's sitting in the dart pouch itself? So, yeah, they'll vary from dart to dart.
Sure, and that's definitely understandable. There's obviously different versions out there. I particularly have the weathered version, and I would highly recommend those. I think those are a great representation of what's the best, I guess, the best scene that you see in the movie. I think these are the best representation of that.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
So let's back it up just a little bit, and let's just basically, you know, what since we didn't talk about this earlier, what got you into Friday the 13th to begin with?
You know, it was just as a kid. I mean, just those were the movies that when you had buddies spending the night and you ran up to the video store to rent a movie, the first thing you did was grab the Friday the 13th movies. You know, at least for me, that's what it was. And, you know, my buddies growing up, that's what it was. So you just, it sticks with you. And I don't think there's a time that it'll come on TV that you don't watch it. It's just it's a cultural phenomenon, the way that this movie, you know, or the movies have affected people. To this day, it's, you know, if it's on TV, you know, I stop turning the channels and I watch.
That's, of course, if you're not busy making darts, right?
That's right. Yeah. So, you know, that's kind of where I went when I started to do cosplay. You know, I was thinking, you know, there's no other costume for me other than the Part 6 one. So actually, a guy named Jim Ingram did my first one for me, who still does them now. But that's when I got started to actually doing the cosplay, which is a couple years ago.
Nice. And you definitely can't go wrong with the Part 6 choice. And like I said, I'm right there with you. You know, Part 6 is my favorite. And for anybody out there that's, you know, looking for a set of darts, I definitely recommend, you know, picking up a set of these. Even if it's for display, you can't go wrong with them. I mean, great representation.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man. I really do.
So with that in mind of, you know, just offering the darts at this point, do you have any plans to add any other items or any future projects that you have lined up maybe to add to your site later?
Yeah, I mean, I actually am going to start doing the weathering for the pouches, which I did for CJ, weathering of the machete sheaths, which I did for CJ, and then the utility belt that holds it all, which I did for CJ. So I'm going to start eventually getting all that added into it. The only things I won't do is obviously the machetes and the knife and the knife sheath, but everything else on that belt I'm going to offer up.
And you'd mentioned prior something about a website that you have in the works.
Yeah, I've been slowly developing. You know, it's more of a web page since I don't offer, you know, 100 different items. It's going to be a very user-friendly website that you can go in and order, you know, securely to order whatever you want as far as what I make. And I might add too that the weathering of the gloves CJ wears, I'll have that too.
Nice. Those sound like some great additions for the Part 6 people out there. But other than that, how can our listeners find you to check out your product and place an order since you don't have the website going yet? Where can they find you at?
You can do it right through my Facebook page. It's 6 Darts, which is actually the VI Darts, and just shoot me a message. And you know, everything will be handled through PayPal. So, you know, both parties are protected, obviously, and then we'll get them shipped out.
Awesome. So everybody out there looking for a set of darts or any of the other items that he mentioned for your Part 6 costume, definitely be on the lookout for the website, or you can check them out there at VI Darts on Facebook. Well, all right. That wraps up another episode of Return to Camp Blood. So please rate and review wherever you listen to the show. This episode was brought to you by Part 6 Darts and FridayThe13thFranchise.com. Until next time.